Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talked to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. On this show, my guest is David Barbash of Harmonic Enterprises, the company behind some of my favourite products like Ethereum Gold and Altera. Hello David, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Kate, how are you?
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to talk to you and learn more about Harmonic Enterprises.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for inviting me on the podcast, and a big hello to your listeners, and hopefully you're having a gorgeous day in the country I grew up in, yeah, the UK.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Harmonic Enterprises. I think we've been using Ethereum Gold, I would guess, for around 15 years, but I know very little about the history of the company and how it was started. So do you want to fill us in on that?
Sure. Patrick Bailey was the founder, and he started the company really by accident in 1994 or thereabouts. Patrick was known in the US and around the industry, the health industry, for pioneering food-based supplements in the early 80s when he founded a company called Rainbow Light. And he was a co-founder of Rainbow Light, and he was the first one to take, you know, isolated nutrients and add in real living foods like spirulina and bee pollen and other rich, nutrient-rich foods from nature. And about 4 years after he sold his co-ownership in Rainbow Light, he was formulating for a few different companies, and he'd heard about a Native American whose anglicized name was Lady Nelly in the Sierra Nevada mountains, specifically around, actually, close by in Mount Shasta. And he was quite interested in how she was getting reported amazing healing occurrences with a lot of the people that she gave this tea that she made from a plant that called Camay Rose that grew on her land in the area of Mount Shasta. And him being a very, if you met Patrick, you would understand, he looked like Einstein. He was this brainiac, maybe in some circles said, maybe socially awkward, genius. And he wanted to find out, maybe there was something in the soil that was making the plant that normally behaved in one way, behave quite differently. In this matter of giving this tea out, he didn't understand why she was getting more extraordinary results that normally would be found in that plant. And it came to find out, he got a sample from Lady Nelly of the soil, and he sent it off to a gentleman called Bruce Tainio. Now, Bruce Tainio in the early 90s developed a sensing device, and it basically, he was associated with this company he formed called Tainio Technology. He built the first frequency monitor known at that time, and it determines the different frequencies of the human body, the different frequencies of the foods. He could determine the frequency in soil. He can determine the health of soil based on the frequency as well as the vortex spin patterns in soil. So he sent this sample of essentially soil on her land to Bruce, and he contacted Pat after a few weeks and wanted to know where he got this soil sample from, and comes to find out that literally this soil was from a land that sat on top of this 2,200 feet deposit that was an ancient seabed mineral deposit that existed. The creation was from this meteorite impact that hit this specific location and created this almost like specific vortex in that area. And it was a very healing vortex. It literally had the same vortex spin pattern as what you'd see in a physics book in the E equals MC squared by Einstein equation. So he knew he had life force energy and healing energy because of the literally primitive life force that was in the soil.
So can we just clarify that? So it literally came from outer space?
Yes. So the genesis was this meteor coming from outer space. It hit the Pacific Ocean bed at that time because the geological dating that Pat had determined by University of California Davis campus, which is in California. They had a geology department go out there for a few days and then brought more people out, and they determined it was, yes, indeed, from an outer space meteor coming in, hitting the Pacific Ocean bed at that particular location. Now, the mountains are only about 10,000 years old, and this meteor impact hit when it was not yet formed the mountain. That location was still part of the Pacific Ocean bed. And it literally, as you know, with volcanic soil where you can grow some amazing foods, it literally had that heat transfer like a volcanic eruption and a meteor implosion, releases tons of biophotons and light, because as we know it, life, you know, on Earth, you need that sunlight, that water, that carbon dioxide. And that's why they say, as you know from raw foods, the first link of the food chain, the phytoplanktons and the raw foods and things like chlorella and spirulina, and of course the sprouts, that initial spark of life that's released, you know, that's found in the seed, that's released from sprouting. Essentially, before all that on the planet, they're saying that the meteor impacts form the genesis of that literally biophoton activity, that primitive spark of life. So to make a long story short, Patrick had gotten approval from Nelly to get this excavation once he'd got the findings from Bruce Tainio. And they found that it was a 2,200 feet deposit. The bottom of the deposit was almost like where the hottest initial impact was. So you had a lot of almost like white hot material initially when it formed. And as the pressure and heat started to sort of fan out, it formed this almost like cone-like formation. And as it started to cool off, you've got white layer of clay material, then it goes to pink, then it goes to red, and then the topsoil is almost like a charcoal color. And they all have these monatomic minerals in there, like ormus at the bottom, and they have the same biochemical composition, but the bioenergetic composition is different, because as you know, if any of your listeners are artists, you know that different colors carry different wavelength. And so there's a different frequency response according to the different colors and the different layers. So Patrick initially was dabbling around with playing around with the materials, seeing how the vibrational response was affecting different individuals. And a few years later, he was contacted on his monatomic minerals. He was contacted by the Mind Spa in Georgia in the United States. And he was contacted by the Alpha Learning Institute, who has the largest database of any biofeedback institute that we've seen, and started to get real science of people measuring the neuron activation in the brain, seeing if it helped balance the brain hemispheres, see if it was affecting the body via saliva contact, if it would help put you into the alpha state and increase consciousness and help with focus and learning. And sort of it went from there. It changed how he evaluated formulation, because now he started to study in the mid-90s. He started to look at the frequency of a substance and how it affected the frequencies of the body. And so he formulated not just looking at biochemistry, he looked at the biophysics of the body as well.
So I always thought it was rings. That's incorrect. It's layers of soil.
Well, they are. I call them layers because in a way they are rings, because it's about a mile in diameter. And you've got a 2,200 feet, you know, descendants from top to bottom of the deposit. But there are rings, absolutely. And Bruce Tainio, if it wasn't for him, you know, God rest his soul, he's no longer with us in physical form. But Bruce Tainio developing the first frequency monitors, having that, it wouldn't have really, you know, given Pat the information that was validating what was occurring when Nelly was giving the roots of this plant that grew on a lamb to people for different ailments. And it was really due to the, as you said, those patterns in the soil that transferred through the roots of the Camay Rose. And so it's quite interesting, yeah.
So interesting. So we've got black, red, gold and pink, is that right?
That's correct.
You want to talk us through each one?
Sure. So the bottom of the deposit, you've got the monatomic gold. People over the centuries have been fascinated with gold, the Egyptians, the connection, ascension, to in the Middle Ages, you know, a lot of the philosophers and people like Nostradamus, and then later on, you know, people like Isaac Newton and Da Vinci, of course, to now a lot of people using monatomic gold for learning to improve learning, to be more centered, to reconnect to what I call the ancient brain of connected to earth, feeling grounded, feeling centered, feeling conscious, and having better mind-body coordination. So the bottom layer is that white gold. And saliva contact, when you literally take a powder in its raw state and then you ingest it, you will just rely on saliva contact even before it gets into the bloodstream. Wow. You will, on a EEG equipment, you will literally have the left and right brain hemispheres synchronized, sync.
Wow.
And, you know, as opposed to a conventional supplement that you wait maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes of, through absorption, this one relies on saliva contact, and it's quite interesting. The powders and the caps, I believe, behave in one way where the actual sprays, the imprinted, the homeopathically imprinted water-based sprays are just a frequency copy of the more physically based powders. So there'll be more of a subtle correction in the auric field to rein you back in.
Can you
Can you explain to us Ormus and if Ethereum Gold is the same thing as Ormus?
Yes, it is. So Ethereum Gold, the reason why Patrick came up with the name Ethereum, Bashar, was this famous medium in the...
Yeah,
and a sort of spirit guide and guru. And he was at around that 94, just after he met Nelly, and he was dabbling with these samples and handing them out to his famous professor friends, to his more right brain musician friends, and getting feedback. He was at this gathering in Los Angeles, and I believe Los Angeles in the around 94, and Bashar commented how, you know, Patrick probably couldn't comprehend the ethereal nature of this substance in his hand, and how it sort of narrowed that gap, you know, that time-space gap. And it was very transcendent material that he had in his hand. So he called it Ethereum Gold. And now some people, when it comes to Ormus, will do it alchemically, created in a laboratory. But when he had this, not but what I call not by accident, meeting with Nelly and the testing through Bruce Tainio, and he actually found a naturally occurring source of Ormus in soil with the pristine, perfect life force pattern verified by Bruce Tainio. And he knew he had something when he got some of the feedback from the Alpha Learning Institute. They said that normally several weeks of being on biofeedback equipment, and their customers normally would pay X amount of thousands equivalent of US dollars for this several weeks of sessions. We're creating that same brain state pattern in the first three, after 3 days of taking two capsules twice a day, they got that same alpha state and perfect symmetrical left right brain hemisphere balance. And it is definitely something that was verified once. Not only they got the patterns verified by Bruce Tainio, but Patrick started to do some of the work on his own as well. He got a spectrophotometer and separated out actually parts per million of the monatomic gold and some of the other monatomic elements from the platinum group that were in the actual deposit samples. So we know that we do indeed have verifications of actual verifiable parts per million of monatomic gold in our deposit.
Can you just summarize for us what actually Ormus is?
Yeah, so orbitally rearranged monatomic elements. So think of this media impact connecting, you know, impacting this specific location. And typically, to have a metallic element such as gold change its properties and literally go into a single atomic state, you'd have to have a tremendous amount of heat and pressure where it would somehow vacillate between its properties, essentially. It's just almost like the noble gases, you know? And when these, I think it's 12 elements on the atomic charts, for instance, gold, iridium, rhodium, silver, platinum, and so forth, are exposed to this type of pressure and heat, they will transition their properties, almost go from being a metallic element to almost like a high spin state superconductor. And in simple terms, for me, just like taking raw food, it's that primitive spark of light. You're getting just a readily available source of primitive light for the cell. And it's all about resonance. With raw food, it's the same thing. It's all about resonance, keeping that primitive life source of light supplied to the cell. And you can't have a more, you can't break it down, at least outside a, other than outside a lab in a naturally occurring deposit. you're literally reduced down to its single atomic state of this mineral in its high spin form. And that's what ormus is, high spin state minerals. You can do it alchemically in a lab, or you can do it, find it naturally occurring around the globe. They say in certain vortexes of the world, Mount Shasta being one of them, where we get ours from. There's some sacred vortexes, as you know, in England, in Glastonbury, and there's some sacred vortexes in the Ural Mountains, down in Machu Picchu. But I think we're not the only deposit, obviously, in the world, I'm sure, that has monatomic elements, but they're very rare and very healing. And you're really connected to that primitive life force that was the genesis, really, of life. We're not going to debate, obviously, the origins of the initial spark, but once that system is created, at least we see this primitive life force pattern being verified by Bruce Tenier's equipment, by the vortex spin patterns, by the testing on the patients that have used the monatomic gold. And we want to be taken seriously, so we wanted to have scientific verification that indeed it works. Our monatomic gold works at helping to balance the brain hemispheres and increase alpha brainwave production.
Brilliant. So do you personally take it every day?
I don't know. Something that I take every day is more linked to the Life Source Super Sprouts, which is more of a my everyday, because I'm a runner. I'm also do cross training and functional training, and so every day I like to provide, after my workouts, I like to provide more of a organic sprouted nutrients into my body. I dabble, like today I've taken the gold, I've taken the Altera, which balances the magnetic fields because of 5G being a threat currently around the globe. But I don't take the gold every single day. When I need to be grounded and focused and reconnected, then I'll do the Ormus Gold or Ethereum Gold.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the others, the pink and the red and sure. the black.
So as we gravitate up from deep down where you've got the Ormus Gold, trying to stay, you know, grounded and in consciousness, you've then got the pink. Now the pink I first used, couple of times. I've used it twice when I put down my first two dogs. My first dog I was really close with, Laddie, had him for 14 and a half years, a beautiful, really intelligent, loving yellow lab. And I was crying for 3 days after I put him down. I'd seen some unusual activity before he passed, and then verifications after he passed, and my heart was heavy. I took two capsules of the Ethereum gold, Ethereum pink, I should say, capsules right before bedtime. When I woke up, I just felt like this weight of 100 pounds lifted off my heart. And I felt like I had a little bit more insight into his passing, and there was more of a peace to it, which I really didn't have in the first 3 days. I struggled with the loss, and I felt guilty about putting him down, even though I probably hung on 6 months past trying everything, from walking him down the ramp, getting up five times in the night from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. That really helped me heal. So I, for anybody that's gone through grief, the heart chakra, some people have gone through divorce, they've lost a loved one, they may have gone through separation, heartbreak in a relationship, and maybe sometimes through trauma in their earlier life, or if you believe in the past life, maybe they've shut off from tapping into their heart chakra. And this really, I think, is a beautiful product at really trying to regain balance and flow in that heart chakra. And it's it's a profound skew that I haven't used on a regular basis, and I hope I don't need to use it. I'm pretty open-hearted. I speak from the heart and operate from the heart. But I've used it so far, actually, 3 or 4 times when I've had some acute. Last time I used it was when my biological father I found in London about 5 years ago, and he suddenly passed after 14 months of contact. And
wow.
Very, 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 very profound skew.
It's very powerful, I think, Ethereum Pink.
It is. I had, for listeners out there, if you've ever tried Ethereum Pink, I recommend taking it at night time when you've got, you know, you basically not a lot of body stress is happening, and you can release while you're sleeping. Mm. I had a gentleman in the United States call me. He was at a health food store in Tampa Bay, Florida, and he was using it first thing in the morning. And the first few days, he was wondering why he's normally not an emotional guy, and he was crying at work. And when I heard this, I was like, okay, so he explained, revealed some past traumas, and he switched to doing it right before bedtime. And then in the morning, when he was just basically going through the first days of switching, he would do the reaction neutralizer, which is the black charcoal color topsoil layer based mineral, and he would neutralize any residual stress release.
Wow.
By taking that emotional charcoal, which I call it the Ethereum Black, and that's the topsoil, you know. My favorite, however, is the next layer up, which is the Ethereum Red.
Uh-huh.
And what I like about the Ethereum Red is its intelligence to detect imbalance in the throat chakra. And I believe that I was, after I read a book called Many Lives, Many Masters by a gentleman called Dr. Brian Weiss. He was a psychotherapist at Mount Sinai Hospital in Miami, Florida, in the United States. And it delves into past lives and one of his patients, and very quite profound, and some quite interesting papers he had around the case of this lady that had he'd identified 58 past lives. My point is, a lot of her in this lifetime, a lot of her issues physically were linked to some past life through past life regression, were linked to these traumas experienced. And I believe that if you've suffered a trauma, sometimes it robs you of your authentic voice and speaking your truth. And imagine somebody that is an abuser and has robbed you and committed this trauma, and you've experienced this trauma via this other person, and they've taken on your voice and they're speaking for you, not speaking your authentic voice.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of people, when you talk about the mind-body connection, it's not only organic raw foods and it's not only spiritual practice. It's trying to also bring to the surface and process past trauma so you can undo past patterns and create new patterns. And I believe that the Ethereum Red for speaking your truth is a really powerful one, coming from Mother Nature and this initial ancient, one of the ancient, literally ormus deposits. It's not just ormus in there, but you have other monatomic elements such as, other than gold as well. And they do have, obviously, monatomic gold. There's the elements such as monatomic silver and iridium and rhodium. But again, the color differential, different frequency responses, in the different, as you said, rings going around the property.
Amazing. So, Ethereum Black, tell us about that one.
So, Ethereum Black, I had an experience actually when I was with Patrick. We were doing a lecture traveling, And then after the lecture, we did a training for these employees. One of the employees, I'm not sure why at the time, this was unusual, but she said, would you mind bringing some bagels to the training? We thought, well, bagels aren't a healthy choice. There's gluten in there. There's probably heavily, you know, processed flour. It's not necessarily going to be organic unbleached flour. It's probably not going to be sprouted. I thought, but that's what they insisted on. So we stopped by. We had to find a place because we normally didn't go and get bagels in the morning. So we brought this bag of a dozen bagels or so, and after about 15 minutes, the lady started breaking out in blotches.
Wow.
And I said, are you okay? And she started getting a shortness of breath. She said, not really. And I said, she said, I'm allergic to gluten. I said, why did you ask for the bagels if you knew you're allergic to gluten? She said, well, I was getting lightheaded and I thought I needed something in my system. So I thought, well, you know, we could have got you something else. This is very strange. So I don't know I can't remember if it was me or Pat that had some with us, but I think it might be Patrick. He broke open, I believe it must have been him. I think he broke open, one of us broke open a bottle of Ethereum Black and gave her about four or five capsules and just, you know, we said, somebody run, get a bottle of water, and she downed that. And she was feeling so bad. We just said, why don't you go home? You know, the manager of the place said, go home. And she'd gone home and she called us maybe within half an hour and said that the, within about maybe, I don't know, 10 to 12 minutes of her leaving, that her breathing and headache had gone away. And, the blotches were still there, but literally within 24 hours, we followed back up with her the next day. The blotches had gone. And the way Patrick described the Ethereum Black is how he actually developed the product. So his young son, Journey, like the group Journey with Steve Perry in the early 80s, and Neil Sean was a rock group from the 70s and 80s. Journey was allergic to citrus fruit, specifically orange juice. And Patrick's wife or him, one of them, had a cup of orange juice sitting up on the kitchen counter. And Journey, being inquisitive as a young lad, he had climbed up on the kitchen counter and was curious, and he tipped the glass into his mouth and drank the thing. And he went into anaphylactic shock, and Patrick was dabbling around with this Ethereum Black deposit sample, and his wife was quite intuitive. She ran in, grabbed a pinch of it, of the powder, and intuitively knew if she shoved this powder into Journey's little mouth that it would reverse this frequency response.
Wow. Wow.
And within 45 seconds, Patrick, you know, this anecdotal story told us that literally the anaphylactic shock and the swelling of his face normalized within about 45 seconds. It's almost like rewinding an old VHS tape back in the day. And it was quite remarkable. So I never used it for that. I just took it to reverse a negative reaction. So they call it the frequency neutralizer, or the name of the product now is called Ethereum Black Reaction Neutralizer.
Amazing.
Yeah, quite amazing how nature has an intelligence. So, you know, when you think about sacred geometry and everything, you've got these either healing patterns or non-healing patterns, you know.
And just lastly then, tell us a little bit about Altera.
Yeah, Altera is another deposit, actually comes from Utah, from an ancient seabed mineral deposit out there. It's a volcanic in nature deposit as well. Hence, again, high pressure, high heat, enough to change the atomic structure in the minerals. And of all terra, I think that's one of the most important things. You asked me if I use gold every day. I don't use gold every day. Alterra, I think, is something that I believe most of your listeners should really tune into the potential of using that every day, because 5G and these new technologies are, I think, you know, really, I don't want to use the word, you know, dangerous, because you don't want to program some sort of frequency response, but I think they operate in the microwave range, this 5G technology that is starting to spread around the US, and obviously the Chinese were very on the avant-garde of the use of it, and now the Europeans are get into the 5G. I think being microwaved, it's not necessarily compatible for healing. So balancing the magnetic fields with the Alterra in independent testing has shown that it does affect in a positive way the electromagnetic fields of the body to increase some resistance. It is a DNA activator. It does help with uptake of nutrients to try and reestablish the connections at the cellular level with communication, cell-to-cell communication, and then we call it the nutrient optimizer, because if you take it with anything, mm-hmm. it's been shown to increase utilization of nutrients. By Northport Laboratory showed that through something called negative entropy, that you actually do increase uptake of any nutrients from anywhere from 30 to 60% wow. increase of utilization of the nutrients, which is quite profound.
So you can add it to your food.
Yeah, you can add it. You can take it with your raw food. You can add it to shakes. If you're doing a raw protein, maybe some sprouted nutrients. We have it in the base of our Life Source Super Sprouts, just because Patrick formulated that, looking at the energetic compatibility of the substances that were in there. Most people think something's healthy just because you've got two or three sprouts that are healthy individually. Doesn't mean that their energy fields are compatible. And if you find the zero point or the harmonizing ratio between them energetically, you can maybe sometimes increase that override frequency in the union of these ingredients. Can maybe vacillate up or increase maybe by a third. So you can increase the life force potential of nutrients combined by finding the zero point or the harmonizing point energetically. And Patrick, that's the way he formulated, looking at the effects of the electromagnetics of a substance and how they affected the electromagnetics of the body. So it's quite interesting about finding that balance point.
David, this is completely fascinating to me, and I could talk to you all day and ask you a million other questions, but that's probably enough information for our listeners to kind of get their appetite whetted to exploring more of the product. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Kate, and have a beautiful day, and would love to explore again sometime in the future.
Yeah, no, that's just been such a well-explained treasure trove of introduction to these amazing products.
Take care, have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.